And as mentioned, the intention for CCVPN for Istanbul is to support the intent based network use case in the transport domain. So before we dive into the CCVPN enable of the transport use case, I'd like to share some background about intent based networking concepts. I borrowed a diagram from a IRTF draft that's been published recently, clarifying some intent concepts, since there are quite a few, as we notice, literatures about intent. And so the IRTF draft is a good reference to enumerate some important concepts on intent. And to summarize, in my understanding, according to the draft, the intent contains two important responsibilities. The first one is intent fulfillment, which is to fulfill the intent from a user. That includes the interact with the user to get the a clarification for what exactly user wants. Then the intent needs to be translated. The user intent needs to be translated into a more constructive, more definitive the goals of that can be understood by the network, and thirdly orchestrate and configure and do the provisioning on the network. After the intent can be fulfilled by the network, the second role, which is equally important, and need to also be implemented, which is intent assurance. That is mainly a closed loop, a zero touch automation. Involve important roles such as monitoring the data access the current performance of the network to see whether the users' goals are still fulfilled, and if not, automated correction action need to take place, and also last, the system need to report the performance data back to the user, so that the user is see whether the network performance is agreed with the user's intent. In order to fulfill both of these two responsibilities, the draft from IRTF identified two major loops that we call intent loops. The first loop, which is the yellow the blue circle here, which is not directly related to the end user, but it's internally, which is to my understanding is more a classic zero touch closed loop within the network management domain. The outer loop, however, is a end-to-end intent lifecycle management loop, which involves the user as well as the intent-based system that we are building. So that's the first background. And second background I'd like to talk about is a CCVPN use case itself. CCVPN use case has been evolved in many phases, and in order to evolve CCVPN in a scalable way. We borrowed a very good architectural framework from ZSM. An ETSI ZSM framework defines what's called a management domain. That is a architectural design part a pattern that can encapsulate the this a transport domain into a self deployable and self contained software entity. We believe that this architectural framework is ideal for CCVPN use case to adopt in the way that we like to implement CCVPN as a transport management domain, which would offer clearly defined interfaces for various management services, which can be consumed by other components or use cases. This design has been proven to be working. We used this concept to encapsulate CCVPN services that is able to offer, as of today, the E-line solutions and layer one OTN solutions. And lastly, the transport slicing solutions that can be consumed by the end-to-end network slicing manager. So this is the second background before we dive into our implementation of the intent on CCVPN. This third diagram here is an illustration the use of the previous two slices, the two slides. The CCVPN at the bottom is encapsulated or as a logical module, which provides management services to other components, one of which could be the ONAP, the intent-based networking use case. For the two intent circles, the CCVPN would implement this a classic closed loop circle in the transport domain. Meanwhile, the IBN use case it would be responsible for the end-to-end intent lifecycle and intent orchestration. This is a idea on how to move forward to support intent on ONAP. This picture is an echo of the previous one with a little bit more detail. As mentioned, there are multiple literatures that are defining intent. What we like to clarify is that the some literatures would call what we implement in CCVPN is intent, but to make the clarification on ONAP, what we believe is that the CCVPN implements what's called service intent, which offers the intent-like interface, but is more a model-driven APIs that can be consumed by not by human directly, but by an intent life cycle management that interact with human consumers. So this diagram is basically trying to highlight this idea. Let's go to the next one. Now, after we introduced the building blocks and design ideas on how to design intent in the high level and more abstract way, this slide is gonna talk about what exactly the use case we can enable for intent. The use case we choose for Istanbul is the cloud lease line use case. And this is a not new use case. It's been around for a while. Many people would familiar with this use case the goal for the use case is to let the enterprise or campus network to access cloud using a VPN. What's new for ONAP in Istanbul is, first of all, this use case would be intent-like, right? This is an innovation we try to move forward on that. We need to enrich our CCVPN service profile portfolio to support the E-tree model that is needed for the cloud lease line service. In the past, CCVPN has enabled an E-line service, and also we enabled the L1 service. In addition to these two, we will enable the E-tree service in Istanbul in order to support the cloud lease line. That said, these are technology specific models that need to be implemented on CCVPN, and then which will control the physical network carry out the network configurations. How this cloud lease line CCVPN, a typical CCVPN service can be related to intent, or how this can support the intent that talk about in the beginning, especially how cloud lease line creation on the physical hardware can be related to intent fulfillment and intent assurance. That I will describe in the next two slides. The first is intent fulfillment. This is a very high level call flow of to explain the idea on intent fulfillment of realizing the cloud lease line use case. The user would, as a first step, right? The user would not say VPN or any technology specific descriptions to ONAP system, but instead it would more like a natural language description on how the user wants to access the cloud, right? Step two, the intent based network system would translate the user's intent into what we call the service intent, step three, into our CCVPN intent based API, which is a model that describes the user's intent. then from step three onward will be CCVPN's job to render the user's intent into a specific network configurations. The highlight here of the call flow is that CCVPN use a what I would call a two-layered architecture, which separates the service definition from the service realization or service implementation. To do so, we use a model-driven approach. We have two set of models. The first set of model is define what is a definition model to define what cloud lease line service is in a technology agnostic way. The second set of the models are more technology specific. These models are derived from the definition model and they are used for specific configurations on the physical network. So this is the idea on the how we implement the intent fulfillment. And in addition to the intent fulfillment, there's this closed loop cycle we also need to implement in order to support the intent assurance. This design idea, once again, we borrow the design architecture from ZSM 009. In specific, I think it should be 009 document 2, which is a closed loop solutions document. The reason we if we attend the session before this session an hour ago, we would realize that there's several standard bodies all involved in the closed loop standards. The reason why we choose the ZSM 009 is because it works with the management domain design concept that we introduced earlier. So it's a natural fit into our CCVPN design if we use the solution in ZSM 009. But that said, the ZSM 009 solution is quite consistent with other solutions defined in other standard bodies, the essence of the closed loop design would be what's shown in this diagram. There's four stages of the closed loop. The first stage would be monitoring. Requires the SDNC to receive or collect the performance data from the domain controllers of the physical network. Now we understand that the DCAE on ONAP has data collection functionality, and we had a discussion previously with the community, and the specific ness of the CCVPN is that the SDNC, as its name suggests, is itself is a controller. So in CCVPN, the SDNC is what we call a supercontroller, which connect to the domain controllers, and together they form a hierarchy of controllers. So in that sense, the CCVPN itself is an entity that need to be monitored by DCAE. So in that sense, it's more logical to have SDNC as a aggregated data collector and send the aggregated performance data to DCAE for DCAE to perform the data insight, which is the analysis step. Once DCAE performs the data insights, and it would send the insight into to the policy. The policy need to make a decision based on the analyzer result, and send the decision to SO, which is our orchestrator in CCVPN. It would then execute the decision by calling SDNC, which would manage the physical network or call via calling the domain controllers. So this is roughly the idea on how closed loop is designed in CCVPN. So putting all this together, we would have in Istanbul release a intent lifecycle management that would be implemented by the IBM use case, and the CCVPN would implement the inner intent loop or the closed loop to fulfill the intent requirement from IBM, and also monitor the performance of the network, and make sure that the cloud list line service is created and its performance satisfies the SLA. I think this concludes my presentation. Stop sharing. Any questions from the audience? No questions. Yeah, as mentioned, we have more time.
Hey, Hendrik. This is Vijay.
Hi, Vijay.
Yeah, so I had a question based on the previous presentation on the use case itself, more around, like to know on the impacts identified for DCAE. So there was some interface I noticed between DCAE and UUI being planned or proposed part of this use case. I wanted to know if there's something you're building on top of an existing microservice what already is there in DCAE, or planning, or is there any plan of introducing something new component in the upcoming release?
My understanding is we are not planning to introduce new changes in DCAE. We like to use the current services provided by DCAE. Yeah, so are you, Vijay, are you referring to which slides?
Yeah, I think it was from Alba. I think she, yeah, this one. I think the.
Okay. This one, or?
If you can. Slide 11, I think. Can you go back?
11, okay.
Yeah, so there is an arrow from DCAE to UI here, right? The scope of R9. Is that something?
Yeah, I'll. Abba, would you elaborate on that?
I will introduce my colleague and tutor, Dr. Deng Wan, to answer that. So, Dr. Yeah. Deng Wan, are you ready?
You mean from, pardon, what's your question? Wait,
Yeah, I was just trying to understand the interface you have drawn from between DCE to UI, like the KPI monitor.
The KPI monitor, which is developed by E2E Slicing, it's a current KPI monitor. It have already done by E2E Slicing use case. We would like to reuse DCE.
But I don't think that has any interface with the UI currently, right? So that's what I was trying to understand. Is it something you're proposing some extension for this release?
You mean from DCE to UUI, the KPI monitor?
Correct, yeah.
I think this work, we would like to, as I know that the E2E slicing use case, it have already provides KPI monitoring, or it would plan to provide this use case, this KPI. So this API. So I think Meng Lin is online. So
Yes, hi Weiji. I got your question. If I record correctly, so currently, actually we haven't we didn't have the interface from between UI and DCA to pass the KPI data. And and we haven't tested that actually. It's just in our local environment we have this small function to be shown in UUI. I'm sorry. I didn't remember it clearly. Mm-hmm. I need to check internally.
Okay. Yeah. No issues. Yeah. I think. Sure. No issues. Yeah. I mean. The current functionality doesn't expose any API to be used by UUI. So that's why I was curious. Right. Here, this looks like KPI will be. Using an external UUI API to retrieve some right. Configure metrics here. So that is a new interface. So yeah. If you have more info on that, I'd like to get some insight on that. If this is something especially planned for Istanbul as we are nearing the M2, it'll be good to finalize that.
Yeah, actually for this release, we didn't have much changes in this AE, but I think later if we would like to support more, VPN specific analysis, we may need some analysis microservice, like the slice analysis microservice to be supported in this AE. Actually, we also are working, just making the analysis and working on this, but it's not for iRelease. We would think about it in the following releases and we will get back to you.
Okay. Right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Hi. Hori, could you show page 13 about the CCVPN use case?
Right.
I think that I have discussed with Henry that about the CCVPN use case, we may expect to provide the monitor API from DC, between DCE and UUI. I think this part we will done in this release, in Istanbul release. And I think DCE, this part will be developed by Henry's team.
Dong, as we discussed, I think Vijay asked a question. It's also related to my concern. I think there's no, although there's no interface, okay, with between UUI and the DCAE. So this line here is actually not in, at least not in the scope of Istanbul. What we do, VG, for this release is that the UUI would retrieve performance data from AAI. So in other words, this arrow it should be linked not to DCAE but to AAI. If we could relate to this picture, I'll show you. In here, the AAI is the component that have the performance data being stored there, and the UUI would retrieve.
Right. I think if I recall, I think the earlier discussion design was the data would be written into a data storage like through the data lake components, and then UUI would access that. I don't think it goes into AAI. AAI doesn't have the events itself. It is more of the topology itself, right? So if you're looking, if the UUI needs the actual performance, I mean, PM events, or then it'll have to be stored, I mean, retrieved from the DLF, I mean, data lake storage. I think part of the setup we have, database setup, I think UUI, I think if I recall, where using that data in the past.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Weijie. I'm sorry for interrupting. Yeah, it occurred to me that actually for the data exposure, for the KPI data exposure to UUI, actually we're using the data exposure API from Data Lake, if you could recall that way. And for actually what Henry here referred is the VPN specific performance data. This will be stored in ANAI, and currently what is stored in Data Lake is only the slicing related performance data.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And also there's another design considerations going on is whether AAI is a place to store the performance data, and ideally it would be a CPS to support us in the long run to store the performance data, especially the historical snapshots of performance data. But in Istanbul we will temporarily just use ANAI
actually we think ideally the solution would be to store it in CPS as they're using the YUM model, right?
Yeah.
And it's just because we didn't have plenty of time to propose to CPS, and the CPS is also having we are working to store the RAN configuration data in CPS and provide the unified interface with other components within ONAP to interact with CPS in slicing use case. So we could consider it in the following releases to store the performance data in CPS.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Lee. Any further questions? If not, I would conclude our presentation. Thanks everyone for your attention.
Yep, thank you. It was a great presentation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right.